something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. I am a solution. Some of you didn't quite hear that. I didn't say I have solution. I am a solution. Are you catching what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, how can I make these things to become my daily operation? How can I make these things work in my life every day? Oh, when the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. See, I'm talking to you like this, not because I think them. You get it? I don't have to think these thoughts. This is my mentality. Because the Word of God has given me a mentality. I can't think otherwise. Why? When you meditate on the Word of God over a period of time, it'll get into you. Did you ever hear the word adsorption? There's a difference between absorption and adsorption. It gets into you. It'll change you. That's why the Word of God tells us to meditate until it becomes you. Gets into your system. You can't think otherwise. It says for us to renew our minds. So you renew your mind. You renew your mind. You used to think you were weak and you often thought about your inabilities, your deficiencies, you know, because you were born this way or that way, or because you come from a certain country or environment. No. Keep that away. Look beyond it. Place no limits on your life. Because the Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They cannot please God. You know, there are people who want to know why they are the way they are. Like, you know, oftentimes there are those who tell us, you got to look into your history and find out why you're the way you are. So we start researching into my great-grandfather and my great-great-great-grandfather. And I try to find out why my life is the way it is. It doesn't matter what my grandpa was like. I can only accept the best from him.
anything else? No. Yeah. It's so important because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And he says, and all these new things are of God. Amen. So if he had any good thing in him, then that's from God. I can take that. Anything negative? No way. That's from the devil. The Bible says in God there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
So we don't accept any negativities. No way. You know, you got your son growing up and you look at him and say, they said that my grandfather was like this. I think this thing is working from my grandfather. Look for all the positive ones from Jesus. So if your grandfather got anything from Jesus, great. If he didn't get nothing from Jesus, cut it. After all, somebody gave birth to your grandfather. Where are you going to stop down the line? Where are you going to stop? 10th generation? 100th generation? Where are you going to stop? Where's the best place to stop? If you keep going and going and going, it's going to take you to the wrong people. At least you finally get to Adam in the garden. And that will be a big problem. Because those who are born after the first Adam are dead. I know some of you didn't quite get that. I mean, they're spiritually dead, even though they're walking around. All those who can be traced to the first Adam are dead. Yeah, you heard me. They're dead while they're moving around. They're dead while they're working for you. If your life can be traced to the first Adam, you are dead. You are finished. Did you ever hear somebody say, I never knew him from Adam? Did you ever hear that statement? Never make it. Because you are not from that Adam they're talking about.
Amen.
The Bible says there were two Adams. Okay. Now, we're back to class one now. This is class one because this information is class one information. But in class one, really, they hardly tell them about the second Adam. They always tell them there's one Adam in the garden. Right? So everybody in class one knows there was an Adam. But there was another Adam. The only thing was, this one was not in the garden. You see that? He came later. So first Adam messed up. He's the reason for all the hospitals today. Yeah, he was the problem. First Adam. And everybody that came from him had his problem. So God brought in another Adam. His name is Jesus. And he's the head of the new creation of which we are a part. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. So, your life with the first Adam is over. God is not tracing you to the first Adam. You are traced to the second Adam, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
When you receive Christ into your life, your old life died. That life was backdated to Calvary. See that? Jesus Christ took our old nature upon himself and died with that nature. He became us in our sins and in our darkness and died. The third day God raised him from the dead with a new life. And that new life is the one he gives to everyone who believes in him. Hallelujah. And we have believed. And the Bible says the rest of the world is in darkness. Somebody's got to tell them. If they don't know about it, they'll remain in their darkness. See, Christianity is not about, we're not trying to make our religion bigger. We're not trying to get more followers. Are you following this? No. This is for the salvation of the world. Only in Christianity is there fellowship with God. Understand it. Only in Christianity is there fellowship with God. No religion in the world offers fellowship with God. There's none. How could they have it? Who would make it possible? How? With what? Think about it. How would fellowship with God be made possible in any religion? How are they going to make it happen? With who? By who? Are they going to offer their own lives? The lives are not clean enough. Are they going to slaughter an animal? It's not good enough. What can be good enough for God to appease him? What can bring sinful man into oneness with God? What in the world will be clean enough to be acceptable to God to make such a thing happen? Not even the whole world is good enough. In all religions, they've offered sacrifices upon sacrifices upon sacrifices. They've tried everything. It never worked, and it never will. Only Jesus. Why? Jesus came into this world in a way no other human came into this world.
The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Love Old Radio stations like Love Old Radio Iran, Love Old Radio Ukraine, Love Old Radio South Africa, Love Old Greece, and many more.
Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the LoveVolt App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Love World Center, Section 237, Allotment 59, Garahu. National Capital District, State Lease Volume 46, Folio 32. Worship with us on Sundays. First service 8 a.m. Second service 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. Fridays prayer service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +675-832-42505, +675-793-71929, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Jesus came into this world, being born of a virgin, a miracle of miracles, a scientific miracle, a miracle of miracles, because it is not possible that a woman should have a child. Without a man, it is not possible. But God already gave that prophecy in the garden, because he said, the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. And the woman does not have seed. And God said, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of a serpent. From then, Satan knew he had to look for someone that would be born of a virgin, because it was going to be the seed of a woman. A woman cannot have seed, but God said a woman will have seed and give birth to the one who will defeat Satan. And Jesus was born of a virgin. And the reason he had to be born of a virgin was because the Bible says, due to the transgression of Adam, he says, all have sinned. All have sinned. So there was no man who could have become the father of Jesus Christ, the father of the Redeemer, the father of the Messiah. That was not possible. It had to come through the seed of a woman. And because a woman could not have seed, God spoke his word. And his word became the seed. St. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Read it, everybody. One, two, go. One more time. Amen. The word of God is seed. The word of God is the seed of God. The seed is a life-giving principle. The word of God is God's seed. Hallelujah. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. All right? And I said that we can only have fellowship with the Father and with the Son through the Holy Spirit. And this is so important, through the Holy Spirit. And yesterday, I gave you three words coming from that same apparent word, koinonia. Okay? And these three words were, one, fellowship, two, partnership, and three,
distribution.
You know, fellowship gives birth to partnership, and partnership gives birth to distribution. If you have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, if you recognize the Holy Spirit, if you have fellowship with Him, I'm not talking about only speaking in tongues. I'm talking about recognizing Him as a person and living with Him as a person, walking with Him as a person. He will bring you into partnership with Himself. Fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit brings you into partnership with Him. It's so important that you learn this. If you recognize the Holy Spirit in your life, you'll be amazed at what will happen in your home, in your job, in your finances, everything that concerns you. He says, "Thou will perfect that which concerneth me." He perfects everything that concerns me. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Thou will perfect that which concerneth me. Yeah, that's His work. He perfects everything that concerns you. There are things you don't know about, but He knows. The things that concern you. As we are here now, there are things somewhere in the world that concern you. You don't know nothing about them, but the Holy Ghost knows. And He's working on stuff for your good. Hallelujah. But you see, that's when you are in fellowship with Him. Then you can play your part. Let me show you something from the Bible. Now, let's say it again. I told you, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit brings us into what? Partnership. Which produces what? Distribution. Okay. Let's look at something. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis, book of Genesis chapter 17. And I'm going to read to you from verse 1. I want you to notice this. And when Abram was his name before God changed it to Abraham. So he says, and when Abram was 99 years old. That was pretty old, right? When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Look at this. This is remarkable. Look at it. It says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. He actually said, walk in my face. Walk in my face and be perfect. Walk before me. And the word that was translated there into before doesn't exist. There was nothing there. Which means, they had to connect the words. They had to connect the words to make some sense. I want to show you the exact construction that was there. Turn to chapter 5. Before Abraham was ever born, because this is, you're reading chapter 17. Now we're going many chapters back to chapter 5. Let's see something else there. Verse 22. And Enoch walked with, not before, he walked with God. This is what God was saying to Abraham. He said, walk with me. Walk in my face. Walk with me. So, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. He was not. It says he was not. And, you know, when you read it like that, you may not understand. And God knew that there will be those who will not understand that. So he had to connect it for us in the New Testament. Hebrews chapter 5. Look at verse 5. By faith. You see, you walk with God by faith. By faith, Enoch was translated. That's the meaning of he was not. Now, when you read that Genesis chapter 5 and keep reading before and after, you'll find everyone else, he would say, and he died. After telling us how many years he lived, he'll say, and he died, and he died. When he got to Enoch, he says, he was not. What's the meaning, he was not? The full rendering is, he was not found. They couldn't find him. Why? Because of this. Go back there. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Somebody say hallelujah. He was translated. He was transferred from this world. Oh, glory to God. You want to know the kind of man that Enoch was? You read the book of Jude. Enoch was a prophet.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Love World Center, Section 237, Allotment 59, Garahu. National Capital District, State Lease Volume 46, Folio 32. Worship with us on Sundays. First service 8 a.m. Second service 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. Fridays prayer service 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +675-832-4250 +675-793-7199 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.